favor. This Rutgers outfit that Greg Schiano brought on in here, this isn't the one you remember from 5-6 years ago, or the beatdown in Piscataway that you watched a couple of years ago where it was, what, 41-3? This is a different team. They gave Michigan everything they could handle for 2.5, almost 3 full quarters a couple of weeks ago. And while we've talked about Wisconsin working their way through what their identity is going to be on offense, right? Moving at the line of scrimmage, not as much 2-3 tight end looks, under center, I formation. Greg Schiano's squad, they don't have an identity crisis. They're going to try to pound the rock, run it at you. And I thought, Tim, that part of it for Wisconsin was the question that I wanted answered the most. How would they respond to a team that wants to run right at you? And their defense finally answered the call today against a team that can do that in Big Ten play. You'll play better ones in the Big Ten. But a nice 2 starts with Purdue and Rutgers to get your feet warm into this Big Ten schedule.
Lots for us to talk about. You can also text us your thoughts on the way home today, wherever you were listening, at 414-799-1973. We need to pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a station ID. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield. Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt inside the set at Union South on a sun-splashed, beautiful afternoon here.
What a day
in the Capital
City.
I didn't watch the game with you this time. I sat in the stands and watched it. Number one, the atmosphere was outstanding today.
It was gorgeous.
You know, all the things that people complained about in week one ain't there. I thought the whole presentation, that's one of the reasons why I took advantage of it today, because I wanted to experience it as a fan. It was outstanding. And when Holman had that pick and went off to the races, that place, Patrick Herb talked about it, that place came alive. And it was loud.
Uh-huh.
And 4 seconds left, and for them to take it to the house, that was it. I mean, that was the turning point of this football game.
Yeah, I don't know how many sponsor reads we got that kind of go tie on.
Oh, they're coming up.
The turning point of it. They're
coming up.
Yeah, that one, Tim, I mean, it just cannot be undersold what happens with that one play where the wide receiver from Rutgers, Delman, I believe his name, he turns around and Holman's already 5 yards away with the football running into the opposite direction. Rutgers goes on in there and scores, even if they just take 3. Get the football out of halftime. Chance at worst. It's a tie game. You're trailing the game if it's a 10-7 one, and they cash in with a touchdown right there. You flip the script. It's 17-0, and the score then reflects what we watched in the first half. Outside of that drive in the first half, Rutgers was held to 1 first down through the first 25 minutes or so. Worked their way down the field, ultimately a whopping 119 yards of offense in that first half for Rutgers. I believe 80 of it came on that drive. So they had built up a large wave of momentum, trying to crash land it into the end zone and run into the tunnel in halftime with all of the excitement on their sideline. It got washed away, brought right over onto the Badgers sideline. You could feel from there was a sense of ease with a fan base that's kind of been tense at halftime of these first couple of home games, right?
That was interesting, too. I was telling you some of the things I heard from the fan base, especially on the offensive side. There were some Badger fans that were frustrated, and they were very vocal about
it.
But I want to flip back to the defense because we were talking about that just a few minutes ago. Give me your assessment of how this Badger defense played today.
I can't say enough about how they answered the call, being able to hold up against an offense that wants to run the football, wants to pound the rock. I think they've been warranted questions that Badger fans have made about going to a 3-3-5, maybe having too much movement pre-snap for your defensive line, being a little lighter up front. No Keanu Benton, no Nick Herbig. We talked about the guys that are no longer here. But for them to be able to, especially with this team who's going to come into Camp Randall next week, again, another group that knows what they want to do. They want to run it right at you. They want to run it through you. They don't want to go around you. Rutgers was going to try to push and punish the Badgers up front, and I thought that was the best part of today's game, was showcasing that they can hold up pretty well against the run. 64 yards and just 2.9 yards a carry for the Scarlet Knights here today.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but let's go back to the launch okay? Yeah. Let's not talk about the weather that day, but let's talk about the launch. And we walked out of there going, Tanner Mordecai was picked off by, wasn't it Ricardo Holman?
Four times,
yep. Right? He had two picks against Purdue 2 weeks ago and had the big one today. I was thinking about the launches. I'm watching this today, and I'm thinking to myself, it was back then. And we thought at the time, well, you know, it's easy to pick off a guy because that's all you've practiced against. So you can jump some routes and that type of stuff. No, Ricardo Holman is this year's version of a jewelry thief.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Four picks, five games, making his presence known quickly. And
wasn't it fitting, too, that Troy Vincent was here today?
Oh, right? No kidding.
That's what I was thinking
right
about.
Right after the smoke machine comes on through. Yeah. It was like, wait, is this Troy Vincent's
it
music?
It is Troy Vincent, yeah.
He comes through. And Mike Keller had brought it up to me a couple of months, maybe a month before the season started, or while we were out at Platteville watching practice in the first week or so of training camp. He's like, man, Ricardo Holman's going to be a problem for teams this year. And I'm like, okay, yeah.
He was good today.
We'll see it. He was really good today. And is he going to get tested, Tim, by the Marvin Harrison Juniors of the world?
Oh, yeah.
Big Ten? Yeah, you will. That's for 3 weeks from now. But in the steps to success, becoming the team you want to be at the end of the year, it's a good one to be able to put just a notch in the belt, 2-0 in conference, and keep yourself right there at the top of that Big Ten West where we hopefully want to be come the end of the 2023.
Real quick, too, before we go to our first break, Tausch brought up a great point in the post where he talked about how coming out of a bye week, you want to clean things up.
Yeah.
And they cleaned things up from a penalty standpoint, I thought, today.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good point. And especially on the offensive line.
Yeah.
There weren't many procedural penalties. They were crisp in and out of the huddle. And that is something that they were going to have to do coming into Big Ten play. This is, Tim, this is going to be the biggest month of the season, right? You can't win a Big Ten West Division Championship unless you win in October to make November relevant. And doing that and being able to get your operations in order, I think that's where you might have the folks of saying, figure it out, Phil Longo, come on. That's the stuff.
Oh, you heard him too.
That's the stuff that they started to figure out, luckily, here. Yeah. Maybe now some more production consistently throughout is what we see here into the next game against Iowa.
We would love to hear from you on the postgame show. You can text us your thoughts at 414-799-1973. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter, or now known as X, at Bill Schmidt Radio and at Badger Postgame. We're going to go inside the locker room when we come back. We had mentioned Ricardo Holman. He and Mike Keller got together. We'll hear what he has to say as we continue. That's our theme today. It may not have been the prettiest game, but winning in the Big Ten is hard, and you take a win anytime you can get it.
That was a Big Ten football game.
That was
right
a Big
there.
Ten football game.
That's a Big Ten
today.
Football game.
Badgers now 4-1 on the season with a 24-13 homecoming victory here today. Our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers continues in a moment. We're live from the set at Union South, and this is Badger football from Learfield.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
As the Badger fight song says, forward is our driving spirit. And Team Chevrolet couldn't agree more. Driving forward with brand new players like the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. It's bigger, bolder, and more refined than ever. Starting at $21,495. MSRP excludes tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment. Dealer sets the final price. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza, and it's time to celebrate. October is National Pizza Month, so let's cheer the cheese, toast the toppings, and do a little dance for the deliciousness of Brewpub Pizza. At Brewpub, we get it. You're looking for a high-quality premium pizza that's literally an eating extravaganza, not some bland, skimpy, circular concoction that resembles a frozen pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with toppings in every bite, accompanied by the best award-winning mozzarella cheese from Scani. Snag a Brewpub pizza at your local grocery store today.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
Welcome back to the Badger Football Postgame Show, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt, live from the set inside Union South. Homecoming victory for the Badgers today over Rutgers by a score of 24-13. Now time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
Gavin Wimsett takes the snap. Badgers bringing heat. Wimsett throws to the right. Picked off Ricardo Holman at the 10, left side 20. He's to the 30, to the 40. Holman the 50, to the 40. Angles right 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Ricardo Holman from one end of the yard to the other and to the house. And it's 16-0, Wisconsin.
Total distance covered, Billy, 95 yards in that play. And, you know, again, I was in the stands for this game today, and sometimes in the press box, you don't feel the momentum shift.
Yeah.
You know it shifted, but you don't feel it. Brother, I'm telling you, you could just feel it at that point because everybody's like, oh, God, here we go. Because, I mean, momentum was on Rutgers' side at that point.
Yeah.
That was a huge, huge, huge play.
It's a massive play for the momentum swing, yes. Just the game and game flow in general, it's huge because of when they're going to get the football back. And it's one of the reasons why, as everybody in the press box was asking me where you were at, I was like, hey, man, I'm trying to be down by him enjoying, one, a postcard day
right here
at Camp Randall, how gorgeous it was. But then also having, as you mentioned, the opportunity to flip momentum, flip the entire script, and then also have it be your defense making the big play when you've been waiting for the offense to kind of break on out, and also the defense pick up the offense. Because think about your scoring opportunities that you had missed in that first half. Missed field goal from 50-plus.
Yeah.
Had gotten some drives going. Braylon Allen fumble.
I want to go back to that a little bit later in this postgame show and get your thoughts on that. Right now, let's go back across the street inside Camp Randall. Mike Heller standing by with a Badger cornerback. I could say the star of the day.
I think that's
Ricardo
a fair
Ricardo Holman, guys.
With Rico Holman, let's talk about overall defense today. I believe they had their first 10 real drives in the game. You force 8 punts and then a play that you made that we'll get to in a minute. Defensively, you did, it seemed like, what you wanted.
Oh, yes, sir. I think this is one of our better games yet. Coming off the Purdue game, where I thought we played really well, I thought we only built on that and we were able to play really great today. I think this is our most complete game as a defense so far, and I'm really proud of the guys and the way they played all game.
I was just talking to head coach Luke Fickell, and he said there's always a bit of a worry off of a bye week, how the team's going to react. Seems like you reacted pretty well.
Oh, yes, sir. Like they said, especially early in the season, you know, it's so you can come out sluggish and things like that. But I think we did a great job, like, even with the bye week and the practicing and, like, making sure Coach Fick didn't let us slack off. So I think he did a great job there, and we were able to, as you guys know, come out with momentum and play well.
All right, let's talk about the play now. Just take me through what you see on the 95-yard pick six.
Oh, yes, sir. So we watched a bunch of film on them, and we know that down when they got to the red zone in the side, the 10-yard and stuff like that, they liked a lot of crossing routes and stuff like that. So we're in manned up, and then I saw my guy go inside, and then the other guy came out. I was like, oh, I can make this play. So as soon as I saw the chance, I jumped right in front of him, and ultimately was able to take it. I don't know how far the run back was, but, you know, I was – really glad to stop their momentum and just give us some points before half as well.
It was 95 yards, and throughout that run, you got to be checking over your shoulder and seeing where the pursuit is coming from.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. It was so crazy because I literally got tired at the 50-yard line. I'm like, yo, I was like, I might not make this, but I was like, as soon as I looked to the other side, I seen only the quarterback was there. I was like, oh yeah, I can make this. I was really tired, but I had to push through to get the points.
Plus, you know you can't not make it, right? Like, in that locker room, you can't not make it.
Yeah, you definitely can't make it. Can't not make it. The guys would have been on me like crazy, man. Oh, you're slow, man, and stuff like that. So I knew I had to get them points.
Is that one of those – do you recall one? I mean, is there anyone that you had even in high school that maybe would have been longer? That's got to be it, huh?
Oh, no, sir. I had one pick six all of my high school. It was about 30 yards out, so that was my longest one ever.
And then last one for you, coming in this October is going to be big for you guys.
Yes,
and here's step one, right?
Yes,
Iowa next week, a road game at Illinois, Ohio State at the end of the month. You take them one at a time, but it is Iowa next week, and that's not a one at a time game. That means a little something more, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. Playing for the trophy. It's a trophy game, so, you know, we know Iowa's going to come in here and give us all they got. And then, you know, Iowa's always going to be a tough game, no matter how you put it, every year. So we know we're going to come out with our A game. We got to be physical, and we got to win the game.
Rico, well done, kid. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, back over to you guys.
All right, thank you, Mike. Mike and Rico, as he said, Rico Holman after the game today. I agree with what he said, though, not Mike, but Ricardo, that this was the most complete game of this defense.
Yes,
this
for
season.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Tim, it's one that you prove it to everybody on the outside, but you also want to prove it to yourself on the inside. I don't think their secondary has played a complete night, and Georgia Southern was a great instance of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That young man was throwing the ball all over the field and then was throwing it to a bunch of Wisconsin Badgers defenders out in the secondary. So it feels good, and the numbers look all right, but you want to be able to lock a team down like they did today. When Jaquay Jackson caught that one along the sidelines to end in the tail end of that second quarter, where Holman ends up stopping the drive there, that was their biggest play, and I think their third.
It's a great throw and a great
down.
Catch.
Great throw, great catch, and you could see Alexander Smith saying, "Okay, you got one. Try to see if you can get another one." And there weren't a whole lot of opportunities there throughout the game.
I don't like to use garbage points, but kind of their last touchdown was garbage points after the Ritchie fumble.
Well, there's many people here that were invested in laying 13 that were very frustrated, I think, by that final score. But, Tim, it's one of those where you got to play a full 60 minutes. And, again,
right.
I think when you play other teams in the Big Ten, not trying to slight Rutgers because I think they're better than they've been, you're going to have to play the full 60 minutes. But we've seen teams do this. I mean, we see the team a few hours north here have played a lot of games where this thing's kind of in the bag. And, and you take your foot up off the accelerator a little bit, see how long they can keep it all the way down to the floor for 60 minutes. That's going to be a fun game when they finally do.
When we started this today, you said that, you know, for most of this game, it felt like Wisconsin was in control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it does happen, but often it doesn't, where you will have the turning point happen in the first half. I thought this was one of those unique games where that play with 4 seconds left was the turning point. I mean, you could maybe pick another one here or there, but, I mean, Wisconsin struggled on offense for much of that first half. I know they got they had the field goal, but yet they had a missed field goal as well.
Yep.
If they score there, now all the momentum, even if they come away with 3 points, I mean, it's a different look and feel if you're Rutgers going into the locker room at halftime, right?
Oh, totally, because then you've taken advantage of the opportunities that you've been afforded. You've seen Wisconsin miss field goal. The Braylon Allen fumble inside of the 10-yard line is another one where you feel like you're going in about to put some distance in between you two and unable to cash in. for that point, Rutgers, again, nothing going right, but we come on out here with 30 minutes to play, and it's a one-score game, and we get ball. They're feeling really good on the Scarlet Knights side.
And the tough part about Braylon's fumble, I mean, outside of the obvious, which was a fumble inside the red zone, was that Jackson Aker had toted the rock that entire drive.
Uh-huh.
Gets gassed, and then Braylon comes in, who had been nicked up a little bit, limped off, and then trying to catch some things, retaped up a little bit. See, this is what happens when you sit close. You can see things like
that. Yeah, you can.
So he retaped up. I felt bad for him because he was just trying to get a few more yards. And when you watch the replay, the Rutgers defensive back, great play, put his helmet on the ball and knocked it loose.
Pokes it loose with, what, maybe 4 inches to spare before he's hitting Barry Alvarez Field. Yeah. And you're right, Verona, stand up. Wildcats feeling very good here.
And that's one of the things, too, you and I talked on before we came on the air today, is that you could see that even though there's a bye week to get ready for it, they still miss Ches Malusi. I mean, as good as a back Jackson Aker can be, he's not Ches Malusi.
Mm-hmm.
I thought what he did today impressed me was he kept it simple. There's the hole. I'm going to run hard, put my shoulder down, go right through it. Yep.
Well, and that's where sometimes we try to put players, and we've done this for a long time in football.
Right.
You got to fit this system. You got to fit what we're doing. And I think there's something to be said as a coach to look around and say, you know what, Jackson? You hit the B gap going full steam. And we'll figure the rest of it out, right? We'll pull Joe Huber in front of you. We'll send Michael Furtney to try to seal that bad boy up. You go downhill and do what you do best. And I think Phil Longo deserves a little bit of credit here. They're not going to run, I think, as much of the designed sweeps, ways to get the ball on the perimeter. You'll still have to run your stuff, and guys will have to be able to fill a need that you have on a certain play. But lean in on what your guys do well, and I thought you saw that today. The Badgers ran for just under 5 yards a carry, dominating the line of scrimmage against a team that is really, really dang physical.
He is in your program as a fullback.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought when I watched him run today, I was thinking about our colleague John Kuhn a little bit.
Sure you were,
And when fullbacks get flipped out of necessity to play that running back, I'm thinking about my partner years ago, Matt Bernstein, who did this a few times.
Bernie,
with me
absolutely.
And Bernie would have runs like that, you know, where this big guy is rolling downhill, and they might be a little bit of wiggle. There's not a lot. And that's what I loved about Jackson Aker today.
Yeah.
You know, he ran the ball like a fullback, but he was effective.
There was the run to set up the play that ultimately ends up being the fumble. It was, a 20-yarder onto the outside?
Yeah.
You could see, and we're joking about it in the press box, there might have been a cutback there. Then I looked over, I said, now Jackson knows he's probably going to have to run through somebody at one point.
Yes.
So the first white jersey he saw was barreling down his shoulder and forcing some violence. I think maybe Cade Iacomelli's able to find his way into a little bit more of that Malusi-style role that you have. But I wonder if that was part of the conversation that Fick talked about having with Braylon this week. Of, we know that we've asked you to do some stuff that's a little bit different, a little bit outside of what you've done in your career. You're going to have to maybe do a little bit more of that with Ches gone. As a compromise, we're going to let you line up 8 yards back, pull a guard in front of you, and see how many times we can get you downhill.
I mean, when he was at Verona, speaking of Aker, he was a special athlete, special running
absolutely.
Back, did a lot of great things. He was brought in as an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
He's just been trying to find a spot for himself on this team to get some snaps. And sometimes what happens, and Scott Nelson used to tell me this all the time, an injury happens. You never know when that moment's going to happen. Like Nelly talked about with him, he was I believe he was a freshman. And someone got hurt, and he went on special teams.
Yep.
And then special teams led to him getting on the field in the defensive backfield, and the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when that moment's going to come.
Yeah, and I think we've seen a lot of guys, and one of the reasons why this program, Tim, has such a strong walk-on presence is because of what you just said right there, is earning spots, and then you earn opportunities.
Yes.
For Jackson Aker, man, I'm extremely happy for any dude who grows up in the state of Wisconsin and then goes and puts on the W and wears that Badger red. But for him in general here today, a lot made about how much they were going to miss Malusi. And again, they will, no doubt about it. This takes nothing away from the kind of special player Ches is, but nice to see Jackson be able to step up into that role and play well here today and just I mean, confidence is a dangerous thing when you're toting the rock, Tim. Once you start feeling yourself break through into the second level, now I can't speak personally because there was a weight limit that never allowed me to touch that football.
Oh, come on. There must have been a day in a practice where they let the lineman play running back, right? Come on now.
Yeah, I think that sixth grade day was a long time ago. But
and you had like four guys on your back.
When they have athlete next to it, that was never a tag for me. Yeah. But think about this program, too, and I think of another fullback who was a quarterback and I think also had that athlete tag on him. He just got paid in the NFL.
Alex Ingold
was kind of the same deal of special athlete in the state of Wisconsin from the high school level. Come on in here and find a path for you to get up onto the football field.
Badgers win today. Homecoming. Everybody goes home happy. 24-13, the final. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about what lies ahead. That would be the Iowa Hawkeyes with about 13 minutes left in the first half. They lead Purdue today by a score of 10-0. But Badgers victorious. 24-13, the final from the camp today. And the local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Badger football fans, great tackling can happen off the gridiron too. Rough trail ahead, tough to-do list. In a Chevy truck, you can tackle any challenge that comes your way. There's Silverado, a legend in strength, capability, and technology. Or Colorado, with a durable, fully boxed frame and powerful engine choices to help you work smarter and play harder. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
Our postgame show continues, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt live from the set inside Union South. Badgers victorious today over Rutgers in the homecoming matchup. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, at half, Northwestern leads Howard, as they should, by a score of 16-0. Iowa and Purdue. Iowa leading, what is it now? Still 10-0?
10-0 still.
About 10 minutes left in the first half in Iowa City today. Ohio State over Maryland, 37-17. That gives Maryland their first loss of the season. We mentioned the Badgers over Rutgers today, 24-13. And then Michigan tonight taking on Minnesota. That one in Minneapolis. Ooh. Gophers are 1-1. Michigan, of course, ranked second in the country undefeated. They'll have their hands full. Here's my question about next week here against Iowa. Could we be breaking down a 10-7 game?
If we're lucky.
Game show?
Yeah, if we're lucky, it's
6-3,
not 9-6.
Something like that?
Yeah. This is. Wow. I'm going to be interested when I am out in the desert this weekend to see where those
your other gig you have.
Where the odds makers put the line for the total for this one. I think last year when they met in Iowa City, now, last year, correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, I think it was a sloppy, rainy,
yes,
windy day,
it
was like 36.5. Mm-hmm. It could be a beautiful postcard kind of day here today. They bumped that thing all the way up to 38.5. Both of these teams want to play physical defense, and Brian Ferentz doesn't seem to be living up to that 25 points a game. So in the 16-13
and
range,
they lost McNamara for the season, so he's gone.
Yeah.
And now you have your backup quarterback is the former Badger quarterback. Deacon Hill, that's right. Yep, Deacon Hill.
Tim, and this is one of, actually, I think it was.
I don't even want to say Badger backup quarterback because Deacon Hill was, like, what, third or fourth in the depth chart?
He was pretty buried here.
California kid, right, if I remember right.
Yep, and get an opportunity to go somewhere else in the Big Ten and play. I want to say it was Mike and maybe Patrick Herb earlier today on the pregame show when Patrick mentioned he's like 9 of 14 players, or 9 of the 14 quarterbacks starting right now, 9 of 16 guys in the Big Ten have already started a game for another program.
That's crazy.
Right? And well, Deacon hasn't started one, but that's
the world of transfer portals that we live in.
Yeah, but go and get the opportunity, and instead of these programs like Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Georgia, hoarding 7 guys on their roster that are never going to play, they get a chance to go on out somewhere else and prove what they can do. McNamara had shown at Michigan he can play a little bit and goes down, unfortunately, with the injury, but Deacon Hill shows his opportunity here, and I imagine he's going to be pretty fired up here for next Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Well, and here's the realistic goal for the Wisconsin Badgers. It's to win the division and then make it to Indy for the Big Ten championship game that first Saturday in December. It's all there in front of you. Okay.
Yeah, totally is.
I mean, Iowa next week, it's going to be – I think the term Matt used to use that came from Barry was – by the way, it was nice to see Barry today.
Yeah, it was. That
Barry was
cool.
Barry was here today. It was nice to see him
good
out
on the field. Good hug with him and Troy.
Yeah, Troy Vincent. That was a special moment. But called it a rock fight. And that's what it's going to be next week. But it's a winnable game. You should win because it's here next week. And then you go into Illinois next week or 2 weeks. I don't know what to make of Brett Bielema's bunch. I don't. It's going to be a tough game. It always is. You would hope that maybe some of the players, and maybe they don't, I don't know, you would tell me this, have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'll tell you what to make of Brett Bielema's Illinois team.
They're
not very good.
No,
they're not very good, and they should have maybe dug into the transfer portal a little bit.
Yeah.
They lost.
They looked rough yesterday against Nebraska.
They lost per yard, completion, tackle, combined into scoring points, what have you. True value is, I believe, the analytical number of it. Like 64% of their total usage last year with Chase Brown and company, what they lost on the defensive side. Yeah, they're really struggling. They struggled last night big time and caught a fat L at home against Nebraska. And for a program that came on in here and handed this one, Tim, maybe one of their most embarrassing losses in the last, what, 2-3 decades? Maybe longer?
It's a long time, yeah.
I'm with you. I think that there's many a guy in that locker room that are got something special for that Fighting Illini team when they go down to the land in a couple of weeks. And hopefully that game is early on, because you let the sun start cooking in on that manure there, that thing is really going to stink by the middle of that second half.
But what the point I'm trying to make with this is that Iowa and Illinois are in your division.
Yep.
Okay, so you take care of those two. The Ohio State game doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Then you play at Indiana. You're home for Northwestern and Nebraska. Then you finish up against Minnesota. Outside of Ohio State, every game is winnable for this Wisconsin football team.
Yep, and Tim, I'll even go one further with it being here. It's obviously going to be you're fighting up a weight class. We already know
right. Things
are going to have to go well. Ohio State was trailing 10-0 at home to that Maryland squad earlier on today until they got a couple of fortunate breaks and broke that thing open into the fourth quarter. Everything is in front of you, but you got to lay a foundation and win some of these games in October.
Please make it a night game. Please make it a night game.
Yeah, come on.
Bring back David Gilreath. Oh, wouldn't that be sweet?
That's how you start that game with a bang.
I was there that night.
I would start that game with a bang. I think they got a good chance, Tim, because the inside baseball with the television networks and the draft per games, I think Kirk Herbstreit's going to say, I want one more Ohio State night game and send it to Camp Randall.
Don't think that's not marked on the coach's calendar, too.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point right there.
Badgers win today, 24-13 at the camp. The Badgers now 4-1 on the season. We'll take a quick break, some final thoughts, and then we'll get you set for more postgame stuff as we continue throughout the afternoon. Tim Scott, Bill Schmidt, again, 24-13. The Badgers with a victory on homecoming, now 4-1 on the season. More of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Chop the pin. Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers.
Piggly Wiggly. Chop the pig.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then Sirius XM Big Ten Radio is what you need to listen to. We're talking conference and team previews, plus hear live games, news, and analysis from experts like Anthony Harris, Jake Butt, Mac McLoy, and Ben Hartsock. Go in-depth with your favorite team with coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Seize your fandom on the Sirius XM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app and start streaming.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers.
Shop the pig.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Mario fue pintor más de 30 años. Cuando me dijo que se le estaban olvidando las cosas, fue difícil. Un día me dijeron que pintara el marco del lado por dentro y pinté el lado de afuera.
Yo le diría a la gente que le diga a su familia lo que está pasando con él.
Si algo se nota diferente, podría ser Alzheimer. Es momento de hablarlo. Visita alz.org/nuestrashistorias para saber más. Un mensaje de The Alzheimer's Association y The Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
couple of notes as we put a wrap on the postgame show here on the network. The Badgers have now won 10 straight homecoming games. UW hasn't lost on homecoming since 2012.
Wow.
And by winning four of its first five games, Wisconsin is off to its best start since 2019. The Badgers began that campaign going 6-0. Next week, it's Iowa here at the camp. Going to be a lot of fun. Always is when these two programs hook up. Mike Heller will have our pregame show on the network beginning at 1 o'clock. And then, of course, Matt and Tausch will entertain, as they always do, starting at 3 o'clock. And then Billy and I will re-rack this postgame show from someplace. We don't know if we're going to be here yet or not. But we'll be around to do the postgame show next week, hopefully talking about another Badger victory. The final today from the camp, the Badgers win over Rutgers 24-13, improving their record to 4-1 on the season. Quick reminder, we have a lot more to get to, more from inside the locker room with Mike Heller and other things. Plus, we would love to hear from you tonight, too, at 414-799-1973. We will continue in a couple of places on your radio dial in Madison, our flagship, the home of the Badgers forever, 1310 WIBA. In Milwaukee, 97.3, the game. And then, of course, on the iHeartRadio app at either station, you can catch us there. If not, well, enjoy the sunshine in this beautiful, beautiful fall day. We go home happy. Badgers are winners today. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Bill Schmidt, I'm Tim Scott, reminding you to join us next Saturday when the Badgers play host to the Hawkeyes of Iowa. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alley...
It's Up North News with Pat Krylo at Away This Week. I'm Chad Holmes, and I work at Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. I have a daily show from 8 until 10 a.m. So once we're done here in this final segment, if you want to flip on over, if you're listening on other stations around the state, BullFallsRadio.com, also the Civic Media app by going to the Bull Falls Radio page. Hope you can join me from 8 until 10 a.m. or just keep it on your station. I'm sure it'll be outstanding programming as well. We're talking to author Ken Farmer, Stevens Point, author of a new book, Lee, The Tragic Story of a Family Broken by Schizophrenia. And one word that came into my mind when I was reading the book was denial. Another word is shame, because during the course of your life, you had significant events that occurred, graduations from law school and college and high school. And also when you would see somebody you would not want to introduce to your family, the word shame, that you didn't have your family involved in some of these parts of your life. And that's something that's also very common in this situation, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly shame is. And yeah, that was a problem for me. I don't think I did well in terms of relationships with the opposite sex that much. I never really wanted to get married or have children because I didn't know if they turned out to be schizophrenic. I didn't want to tell them about my family. And so that hurt my relationships with them, because if you're serious about somebody, generally speaking, you introduce them to your family. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that. And I would lose relationships because of that. There were a lot of problems like that for me. I actually went into therapy over it. And, you know, the therapist said, well, you're just camping out all the time. That's how he put it. Mm-hmm. And it was so true of me. And so it made it very difficult for me to formulate serious intimate relationships, because I didn't want to have another replay of what happened. So there were some things like that. I think also, he didn't come to, and maybe that's my fault, I still feel guilty, but, to any of my graduations, he never came to my Eagle Scout ceremony. He was gone. Sometimes it was because he wasn't around. We didn't know where he was. And, but it was in my mind just as well. I don't know how I could have dealt with him at the same time. Mm-hmm. Deal with. Ultimately, he didn't even come to my own wedding when I finally did get married.
There's so much within this book that we don't have time to go into, because we basically talked about, I think, the early part of the life up until you were able to get him committed. But there was a lot of life after that, a lot of years after that.
Yeah.
I guess, how would you say that after you got to that point where you and your father ultimately were finally able to commit him, over the years, was there ever, in terms of medication, in terms of being able to live a life for your brother, how would you describe those years as an adult? Because as you mentioned, he ended up here in Wausau at a group home where he died. What were the years as an adult like?
Well, eventually my brother wasn't as violent or as delusional with time. What happens with schizophrenia, the typical course of it is, in the initial stages, there are outward symptoms such as delusions and hallucinations. He got on some medication, on and off on medication, but he mellowed out some, but he still had what are called negative symptoms rather than outward symptoms, internal ones, where he couldn't interact with other people at all. Mm-hmm. He couldn't take care of himself. Lack of self-care is a big thing in schizophrenia. So he had to constantly be monitored. And he got better to the extent that he wasn't violent or as delusional. He was still at times. But he didn't have those kinds of serious symptoms, but he still had the other symptoms. He still needed to be taken care of. And as a result of that, I don't believe he ever got better completely at all. And that's not the case with all schizophrenics, but to a certain extent with him, his disease could only be managed. It couldn't be cured.
Mm-hmm. What about the relationship with your parents as the years went on? Because as I said, I think the first time that we talked at the start of the book, your father was not the hero. He was the villain of the story.
Right.
I mean, because of his violence.
Right.
And they would say that for your mother with her issues as well. It was difficult. I thought as the story went on that that your father looked better and better because of obviously the stories you were able to find out about what happened to your mother before they'd even met. How would you describe the relationship between you and your parents as the years went on?
Well, as you mentioned with my father, he and I had something in common now more, and he and I worked together. We were a team to try to deal with my brother because my mother didn't want to deal with it. And so that was a good thing. Obviously, as I got older, too, I think he and I had more in common intellectually because he was a professor at UWSP. And, you know, when I was going to college, you know, I could talk about Plato and Aristotle and stuff like that. And he could, too. Mm. And so we had more in common. As far as my mother, I don't think it really changed a lot. I do know that when I didn't spend a whole lot of time at home when I would come home, I would spend time at other people's houses, friends of me. Whenever I'd come home from law school or even after law school when I was a lawyer, I never went home for very long. And when my brother would be there, we'd have a meal, and then my brother would just stand up and say, I want to go back now to wherever he was living, and then I would take him back. Mm-hmm. And then I would leave. I did not want to be around there. It still bothered me.
I mean, even when you went to school at UWSB, you didn't live at home.
No.
I mean, that's probably a big sign as well. We'd only got about 90 seconds to go. I guess number one, I said it just a few minutes ago, there's so much more. Get the book as well, just to read the stripper story. The first time we had you on, I brought that up, and I thought it was such an it makes it for an enjoyable read. Again, so you find out, just read the stripper story again to add to all that as well. Number one, again, how can people get the book? I mean, I encourage them to do so. How do they get the book?
Well, my website is kenfarmerwrites.com, writes WRITES. You can purchase it through me, or you can purchase it through any of 15, 16 bookstores throughout the state that are listed on that website.
Okay.
And all you do is click on the right stuff. You can follow the website. It's really easy to follow. And, you know, there are some all over the state that sell the book. And I'd be happy also to get them a copy of the book.
Terrific. Again, I encourage you to go to Ken Farmer Writes. .com. You get information on getting that book. Ken, it's always a pleasure to have you on board. Thank you for coming on and joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Chad Holmes, again, sitting in for Pat Kreitlow. I'll be back tomorrow from 6 until 8. Stick around. More to come on Civic Media.
Save 11% on all your outdoor storage needs right now at Menards. Protect your valuables while keeping them clean and dry with a SunCast storage shed. Built with accessibility in mind, the large double doors make storing your stuff a breeze. Right now, the 4x6 extra large vertical storage shed is $349.99 after 11% rebate. Good through October 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
You're listening to WLAK 1260.